Coach is ready for us right now. We head down
hey, Schultze.
To the hallway. Coach, I thought this game certainly was within striking range until that 5-on-3. They score on both of them. That changed everything, didn't it?
100%. And you know what? We played a lot better than we did last night. We were actually happy we imploded in the second period. I mean, what the heck, Schultze? You're spot on.
Against any decent power play, you can't take a bunch of penalties. They certainly made you pay. They score four power play goals, and I think through two periods, 17 of their 31, or they had 17 shots on the power play out of 31 total shots. Again, game changer.
Well, big time. And you know what? Like again, you know, ifs and buts were candy nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. But you take a look. The first one is a bad carom, too. So, you know, then, of course, they get a 5-on-3. I mean, there was just some, you know, inopportune power play. There's no question about that. But it is what it is. I mean, yeah. I mean, what'd they have, 4 or 5? The one was right after a power play, I think.
Four out of 8 officially. And, again, Brad Johnson was, I think, 2 steps out of the penalty box when they scored. So,
right,
in
right.
essence, it's 5.
Yeah, no question. So, it is what it is. And, again, second period. Second period was hard on us, and again that 5-on-3. There's no question that did us in.
You didn't generate much offensively in the third period last night. You certainly had chances there. I mean, it's a 5-2 game, and if you're able to get one early in that third period, who the heck knows? But
well, it's not about that even. You want to, like, again, you have to have some self-respect. You know, whatever, like, whatever happens, happens. That's how you approach it as a coach and as a team. You know what? You're not going to sit there when you're down 5-2 or 5-2. You know. And the bottom line is, it's 5 minutes at a time. You know what? You chip away, then you see what happens right there. But that's how you have to play. But you have to have a little self-respect. You got to get your game back a little bit. You know, your pride has to kick in. I mean, there's all that stuff. Again, you hate to talk about it, but it's the truth.
You guys, again, you end up with 25 shots. I think there was a stretch in that second period where you only had 7. So. The second part of that second period, you're able to generate shots. How do you correlate generating shots with generating chances and generating offense and playing well?
Well, I mean, it all blends together. I mean, it all blends together. And, you know, but the bottom line was, how are you going to generate offense when you're killing penalties? And then a lot of your top guys are penalty killers. Well, you know, then you're disjointed and you're trying to gather your thoughts. Well, then, you know, mentally, you know what, you give up the 5-on-3 mentally. It's just, you know what, you just got to get in the locker room, Schultze. You got to get in the locker room. It's hard. It's easier. It's easier up in the press box to play that game over and say what you got to do, you know. But there's a lot that goes into this.
Defensively, what changes in your penalty kill structure with an extra 15 feet to cover?
Well, that had no bearing on any of that. That had no bearing on that. The thing that you can't do is we can't be as aggressive as we'd like to be. You just can't. So you got to stay inside the dots, and you got to honor, you know, you got to honor them a little bit more, just because of they've got all that width. They got the 7.5 feet on each side right there, just like they got to honor us a little bit. But it is what it is, you know.
See you next week, Coach.
All right.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. St. Cloud State wins it tonight by the final score of 5-2.